Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
What's your prediction?
Oh, well, we'll hold on.
Okay.
We'll get to that. I know
the important questions.
I was going to see if you could predict if we would have a minimum number of healthy safeties for tonight, because we already knew about Elijah Clark and Malik Hooker, and then you found out Donovan Wilson is out. However, maybe a yes. It's seeming like a yes for Wanye. Do you feel any better about our safeties, or are we still talking about next man up after the next man up and then that other guy?
Yeah, I think they at least have two next men up in Marquise Bell and Wanye Thomas. I think he's been able to practice all week. I know they've got him listed as limited and questionable, but I have a good feel that he's ready to go. So at least you have your two primary backups good to go. And then I would imagine you're going to have to elevate somebody off the practice squad,
right,
to have a backup, true safety, especially if you're planning on using Reddy Stewart as a nickel guy. Although if you move Deron Bland in there, then I think you're a cornerback short.
All right.
If you want to play, let's put it that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, that doesn't sound like the most positive.
If we traded for Minka Fitzpatrick, would he be available for tonight's game?
Yeah, I don't think you can get that done, can you?
All right.
Okay. All right. Back to back to the drawing board then. I know we have talked a lot about the defense. I wanted to dive back into something specifically on the defense, is the third down defense. Like, obviously you saw that problematically against the Broncos. It was an issue against the Packers, but realistically it's been an issue for a lot of the season. How important and what can happen to make the Cowboys more efficient on getting off the field on third down?
Having a pass rush.
How confident are we feeling in that?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I think that's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
That you've got to be able to create pressure against opposing quarterbacks, which they did not do last week, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they touched Bo Nix.
They touched him once in the fourth quarter.
Once in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so we did it.
Well, that would be it then, because they didn't get a sack. The quarterback hits, I think, maybe just one. And pressures, they just weren't there. And you saw yesterday what a difference that makes, right?
Yeah.
The team ended up scoring 18 points. Hell, they had 18 points by the end of the first quarter.
Right.
Against the Cowboys.
Right.
So, I think you're not going to come up with some, magical coverage if the quarterback's got all day to sit in the pocket and have the time of day to sift through all these guys and let them complete running their routes. I mean, you got to get after them. I mean, you saw what pressure did to Mahomes last night, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they turned him into kind of a normal quarterback.
And when you mention the him this time, it is a different him than perhaps we thought. Jacoby Brissett getting the start after all.
Yeah, and it's the start. Is it going to finish?
I don't know
how much I trust this whole thing.
Oh.
Well, the fact that they said, yeah, he's not going to start, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't rule out not totally playing. I mean, he's listed as questionable. so he can still go out there and you know, do something if they need a wildcat snap or whatever. If he can, you know, maybe he can't play 60 snaps, but what if he can play 20? So in my mind, I'm not ruling that out as a possibility.
And Corey had brought this stat up to me. I don't know if you'd heard it, that Kyler has never lost at AT&T Stadium.
A lot of people aren't talking about that, Mickey. A lot of people haven't been discussing
it. I think the whole world knows that by what? Now, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a big one right now.
It's like when I wrote about it, you know, and I assumed he was playing. It's like, well, if you don't know, you have to be living somewhere under a rock.
Mickey, the Kevin asked, opened the show today with the question of does Monday Night Football consume your day? And I'm kind of curious because Sundays are a little bit different with like noon games. How does your day change on a Monday? Do you go over to the Star and then bounce over to the to AT&T, or do you just go straight out there at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, right. no, I'll try to go there early enough to beat the traffic, right? Because driving that way, if you don't kind of get to the stadium by 4 o'clock, now you're in rush hour traffic in Arlington, right? And everything backs up.
Yeah.
So to calm myself, I'd rather sit at the stadium early than sit home and then get in that. So yeah, no, I don't have to go into the Star this morning. As a matter of fact, really, the only priority I had this morning is you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
He's kind of blaming us for interrupting his morning, though, is what I'm feeling out there. Right? Yeah.
So I interpreted that incorrectly.
The Monday night starts are great until you walk out of there at about 1 in the morning, and then it's like, oh, this is not so great, right?
Okay.
I get that.
Now, what I think Corey really wants to know is how are you feeling about Javonte Williams tonight? Because he needs a little bit something from Javonte to win his fantasy matchup.
Well, then he better get something out of that Cowboys offensive line.
True.
They've got to play better, certainly, than they did this past Sunday in Denver. There were too many times he was getting hit behind the line of scrimmage, at the line of scrimmage. He just really didn't have a chance. Now, was it all the offensive line? Was it the design all of a sudden of the runs that they were trying to execute that, you know, Denver had snuffed out and stopped them? And then maybe if he can hold on to the football, maybe we see a little more Jaden Blue to put a little bit more speed back there. And not that Javonte Williams is a slow poke or anything, but it's just kind of a different dimension if you can get him on the edges. And we saw a couple of those runs that's like, oh, okay, that looks a little different. But they got to be able to keep him honest and make sure that they've got to respect the run and not just with their front four, right? The way it seemed Denver was controlling the Cowboys offense.
Well, and that part of that physicality, obviously, whenever the Cowboys are the more physical team in the middle, that feels like that you have a better game from them. Clayton Adams' familiarity with Arizona, how much do you think that could help also?
Yeah, I don't know that, you know, the familiarity is more so from a personnel standpoint, like what guys can do and maybe can't do, more so than you can tell on tape. But as for, you know, what they try to do offensively, I mean, I don't know that they don't change things up or have changed since he left, and some of that could be different. But just knowing guys, you know, pluses and negatives, I think it helps from that standpoint when you're game planning on just where you're going to attack. But then conversely, they know what Clayton Adams is teaching on the offensive line, so they'll have a better idea maybe of what the Cowboys what he's asking the offensive lineman to do in blocking schemes.
And think about that one.
Is it okay that I think that the magic of AT&T Stadium is going to take care of all of this and the offense can score 40 points again?
It sure needs to, right?
Man, no kidding.
I don't know that we've seen enough from this defense to say, yeah, they're at home, they play better. Well, they played better basically in one game, right? Because what the games they won or tied, they still gave up points. I think that the Cowboys need to get back to scoring points. And I think that's going to be the way they can win this game. Although when you hear my score prediction that I made Friday on our podcast, you'll probably say, well, what's he talking about? But it would make life easier, I guarantee you, if they scored 30-some points.
What is your score prediction then?
Well, if you look at the history of this rivalry that used to be a rivalry with the Cards when they were in the NFC East and playing each other twice a year, they always had there was always kind of weird things happen in the game. I could remember blocked punts, blocked field goals, safeties, and weird scores. So I was going back and looking, and I picked out one of the weirder scores that happened twice, and I'm going for three times. I picked the Cowboys to win 25-22.
All right.
Man, this is going to be a fun one then.
And I was hoping I'd elicit at least a little bit of a laugh. Yes.
Well, you did, because the point spread on this is 3.5.
Look at
and
that.
You got it.
Look at that.
As
he nailed
a 3-point game.
Look at that.
So,
no way. And what's the over-under?
The over-under, you've got it decidedly on the under. It's 54.5.
Okay. All right. Well, they're probably holding the Cowboys responsible for that, because I think if we look at what Arizona's done so far, they haven't scored more than, 27 or so?
Yeah, right. You're right.
So, to get that, the Cowboys are going to have to score 27 also.
Man, so calling for a tie. I got it. thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
I will be with you.
There you go.
He's going to be so tired.
That
though.
Sounded very
He's
apprehensive
like, oh,
right
forgot.
There.
Oh, forgot. I got to do that in the morning.
We already took away his morning off.
Like, can I bump it back to like 1?
Then tomorrow 1:30. We're going to do it again. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, word is T-minus 8 hours until kickoff. Cowboys Cardinals right here on The Fan. And you're only 2 hours.
You say word is? I feel like that's common knowledge.
Oh, there's no way everybody was able to do that math, right? Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus what the heck is going on in the world of Alabama high school football? It's getting weird. Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. So we have the official pregame show leading into Cowboys and Cardinals, and then there's the pregame show with the G-Bag Nation. So does that make us pregame cubed? Yes, leading into Cowboys Cardinals. And what better way to have even more fun with that than it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, Alabama high school football keeps on popping up in the headlines for wild reasons. We'll get to two stories here in just a little bit to show that I think they just want to be us so bad.
It just means more.
They want to be Texas high school football so bad, but they can't. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, I feel like it's a great day for Monday Night Football because I look at the national day calendar and there's actually some interesting holidays today.
I know one of them.
What is it?
National Sandwich Day.
That will be the question
of
the day. I
just ate a sandwich.
There you go. Oh, good for you. You're celebrating early. Look at that. It's not even afternoon hours.
I want another sandwich.
I mean, today is National Sandwich Day. Why can't you celebrate whenever you want?
That's valid. But I was thinking more like a lunchtime thing, you know? Yeah.
You can have a breakfast sandwich.
You can.
You can have a lunch sandwich, like a sub, if you will. And then like for dinner, a meatball sandwich.
What's the most sandwiches you've ever eaten in one day?
Well, it depends. Like full-size sandwiches or mini sandwiches?
Full-size sandwich.
Probably like four.
Oh.
Yeah.
Six.
Wow.
I need to up my game.
That's a lot.
Yeah, two breakfast sandwiches, like two breakfast croissants.
What? Why did...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did you say it like that?
Croissant.
Oh, my God.
From Burger King. And then okay. I had two.
Okay,
I had a foot-long sandwich from Subway in the middle of the day. And so that's split into two sandwiches.
Oh, boo.
What are you talking about? That is two sandwiches.
One sandwich.
That is two sandwiches.
One sandwich.
You get a 6-inch sandwich, is that half a sandwich?
If that's all you have, it's one sandwich.
That's right.
All right, five then, on your terms.
Okay. Mm. Now, Alec, you just need to bump yours up.
I'm a little bit closer to reality.
Two steak sandwiches that night.
Ooh.
Ooh. You're big time. I'm playing on money.
Oh, I was like 22.
Huh. So I really need to catch up because I'm 24. I'm slacking.
You've never had six sandwiches.
No, I haven't.
Or five.
I feel like I'm missing out. I'm slacking here, man. All right, but
hold on. I'm sorry, Alec. This might have hijacked your question of the day.
I'm scared.
I've definitely eaten four or five grilled cheese sandwiches in one sitting before. Does an ice cream sandwich count?
It's a sandwich.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yep. Says sandwich in
and
it.
Don't start asking about hot dogs. I don't want to get into that debate today. That's for another day. It's another question of the day. But it's also National Housewives Day.
Oh.
As well.
I have one of those.
Oh, well.
Well, she went back. She went back to work.
Thanks, PJ Washington.
There you go. I just wanted to play that. But National Sandwich Day is what we're going to focus on.
There's this Simpsons thing where it was take your kid to work day.
Yeah.
And they made an announcement in like the school bulletin and they go, but remember, stay at home mom is not a real job. That's why you don't get paid for it.
Jeez.
And I just thought that was so funny.
Making that joke on their holiday.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
How insensitive of you. But it's National Sandwich Day. I feel like it's a great day to have a sandwich, kick back, and listen to some Cowboys football right here on these airwaves, right? Mm. So, what is your favorite sandwich place and or your go-to sandwich order? 877-881-1053.
So, all time, and I'll still say this because I'm still sad they went away. It was the Monte Cristo at Bennigan's.
Mm.
But I know that's not really a sandwich place. So right now, the roast beef and provolone from Jersey Mike's is my favorite.
You get it made wrong too.
What?
I don't understand the people that do Mike's way. That's not for me.
So good.
It's not. And then the wreck at Potbelly.
Wreck is good.
Would be my
the Italian at Potbelly is really good too. I'm with you on the Jersey Mike's sandwich. That is the roast beef and provolone. Mike's way, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, vinegar and oil and seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it. Go ahead and get the big one. You can eat the other half of it later.
That's like right.
It's a large sandwich. So
it really is.
That is the, like, if I'm going to order a sandwich, that's usually my go-to sandwich.
Okay.
Adrian, however, makes a bagel sandwich.
Oh.
And it's got like sun-dried tomato bagel. And then I don't know what else she does to it. It's amazing. And I absolutely love it. Remember the Capriati's Thanksgiving sandwich that we got?
Yes.
Whenever they used to bring that up to us. But yeah, Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's is the best sandwich right now out there.
I will, because they're popping up around DFW, I will give you an option if you haven't tried it yet. They just put one in Mansfield like a couple months ago. And I discovered it because their branding is incredible. It is called Chiba Hut.
Avery is eating there.
And it is a stoner-themed sandwich shop. Like, everything is named after stoner paraphernalia and all kinds of stuff. It's all, it is incredibly clever.
They make great sandwiches, I've been told.
It is so good. Their sandwiches are amazing. Like, they rival Jersey Mike's for me now. They have so much to choose from. I don't know if all of them have this, but the one by me has a full bar on the inside. So if you want to go, like, you know, like, have a beer or something too, like, their desserts are amazing. The sides are awesome. That place has taken the number one seat in my heart, and their branding is hilarious. It is amazing, and they're open late for obvious reasons. So, hey, all I'm saying is, hey, I'm on the FM, could use a sponsor attached to it. Chiba Hut, hit me up, Alec on the radio. But yeah, it is amazing, and they're popping up around DFW more. So if you're seeing one in your area, give it a shot. I promise, even if the branding, if you don't like it, if that's not your thing, I don't care. It's just a great sandwich. It is amazing.
Chiba Hut.
From the 214, Chiba Hut is fire, hashtag signed a stoner.
Oh, there is a Chiba Hut 2.6 miles away from here.
You need to try it.
And were you about to say there's no stoners that are listening to
our
show?
There are no stoners.
30% of our audience is Wake and Bakers.
That's a lie.
I don't believe you.
You think that's too low?
I think
it's too high.
It's way too high.
High.
I got what you're saying.
What?
High.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Like marijuana. Huh?
What are you doing right now?
Come on, man. Why are you throwing out allegations this early in the morning, Kevin?
Let's go ahead and give a shout out to the Great Outdoors also. If you, I think their corporate Giant headquarters. No, I think their corporate headquarters is right next to Tolbert Garage.
Ooh.
So, but the Great Outdoors, I know they've had, like, there are a few of them around, man. Fantastic sandwiches. Just phenomenal sandwiches.
From the 321, I woke up and made a pie this morning. Don't tell me I don't wake and bake.
That's my kind of humor right there. That is my kind of humor. From the 901, the Philly cheesesteak is the best sandwich of all time.
Dude.
That those pesky onions.
Onions are good.
I love them.
I don't understand.
Me neither.
So gross. No, they're not. They just absorb the flavor of your favorite foods.
That's right.
All they do.
Yeah, they're just a vessel in a way.
Essentially, they just add more flavor to your food.
Yeah, soak it up.
That vessel would go out and sink because it's unneeded. Why? My food.
Get it because it's on a submarine sandwich. See what you did there. From the 469, the Monte Cristo at Cheddar's is delicious.
It is.
Yeah, I feel like you would know.
There's things that have happened at Cheddar's over the last week. I might steer away for a second.
Shout out Ratatouille.
$500.
The 940, I just lost it. The 940 says meatball marinara from Subway.
Yes, that is my go-to sandwich.
That was my childhood sandwich.
At the Subway.
Yeah.
I like it.
Childhood Same sandwich here. Was, I mean, meatball subs are always good.
Did you ever get the roast beef sandwich there and it was like shiny, looked like it had like a metallic coating?
Dude, that's what Arby's looks like sometimes. Oh. That's why I'm afraid.
Oh. You're not going to try their new steak nuggets that they keep promoting like crazy?
First
off. I can't escape it.
First off, Alec. No. Secondly, I have not eaten there since Carter was in the womb, I believe.
Wow.
Because I got food poisoning 2 times.
Oh, no.
And so I've not been able to do it since then.
Bruce Bochy would be dumbfounded.
I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss him.
I know. From the 903, they say they're on the keto diet right now. Lettuce sandwich it is. Can I tell a story about that real quick?
It is your segment, so
yeah,
sure.
I don't know why I'm asking, but
as much time as you want.
It just felt like the right thing to do. During the, I want to say this was pandemic era, when I would do lots of like Ranger games in the nighttime. And remember at that time, Eric and Zach were the nosebleed seats on the night show. So they would be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
leading into these games a lot. Eric Chiafalo was on the keto diet, and he would come in with a triple meat Whataburger with no cheese, no bun, no toppings, nothing, just the three patties. And he would dip it in like mustard or something because ketchup had too much sugar and too many carbs in it. So it was a triple meat Whataburger with no bun or anything. And it was the most amazing yet terrifying sight to see because it's Whataburger. It's going to be amazing, but it's like the bun, the
it's
cheese.
It's a little different, isn't it?
It was kind of odd. It was kind of
fascinating.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, I respected it. And he broke down the science of it all to me. I was like, huh. Like, I understand it, but seeing it in real life is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Somebody 7817, what's Hagee's stance on the French dip and soggy bread?
French dip is delicious, but you gotta, you know, don't let that dip linger. All right. So if you dip your sandwich in there, you can't be sitting around having a conversation. Once the dip is made, you can pause that conversation, take the bite, and then get back to it. I like the French dip very much.
French dip is a good sandwich. Are you a fan of the grilled cheese with tomato soup?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So there's this place. I think it's the Flying Saucer maybe in Rockwall off of the lake. And I would ask for, because it would be a sourdough grilled cheese, and I would ask for a couple of extra pieces of sourdough bread to dip into the tomato soup.
You don't just break it up and throw it in there. You want to dip it.
No, exactly. Dip, 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 dip. And it was delicious.
Hmm. Okay. I love these questions of the day that I get to do because I'm really just taking notes on everything and I'm able to take that and go find new places.
I thought I smelled a sandwich burning. And
something's definitely burning.
Yeah, something definitely is. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's kind of ruining the vibes of National Sandwich Day, if we're being honest. Appreciate the interaction there. Keep those coming in. Your favorite sandwich spots and orders, 877-881-1053 for National Sandwich Day. Before I get to Alabama high school football, you're asking why am I going to talk about that? It'll make sense in a second. Very committed Dolphins fans out there that are just fed up with Mike McDaniel at this point are actually listening to his post-game press conferences in full, and they counted how many times he goes and in his post-game presser this past weekend he said the variation of 157 times.
What?
In the course of, let's see, I have the exact length here, about 13 minutes.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So that's how
11 and a half ums a minute.
Yeah. Like, they're so annoyed with him that they're counting how many times he loses his train of thought and tries to think on how to explain how bad his team is to the local media. I just think that's amazing.
He does do that a lot.
He does. He sounds like a Chiba Hut kind of guy, if we're being
honest. Or maybe his team is just so bad he doesn't have any answers.
I wouldn't either. Guys, Alabama high school football wants to be us so bad. They have unveiled in Orange Beach Middle and High School. They are combining to be the beneficiaries of a new multi-purpose complex for a program that has existed for only 5 years. A $46 million facility is being built, which it's basically just a patch of grass and parking lots right now that they are turning into a massive facility that is now going to be a football field, a track, covered practice facility, a gym, a basketball field house, and an exercise science building.
Ooh,
nice.
$46 million. And that's not the only weird thing going on. We also have Alabama High School Spygate going on, where a school, an unnamed school, is being accused of stealing huddle practice footage to gain a competitive advantage over at least one Alabama high school football. The head coach of a program, of the Thompson Warriors program in Alabama, Mark Freeman, would not name who, but he did say one of his three losses he knows is contributed to, based on good faith, and sources have told him that they stole practice footage from Huddle. So Spygate has now reached the high school football level.
I believe this 1,000,000%, or I guess I should say, I believe that that coach believes that 1,000,000%. There was a in Metroplex High School, we would cover many, many a spring football game. And at one of these very successful programs, I asked for a roster because I couldn't get a roster in every other game. You get a roster. And the coach said, well, who do you want to know? And I was like, I have lots of questions about lots of different players. Can I get a roster? And he said, I don't give out rosters because there's other coaches in attendance here and I don't want them to know who these players are. So I had to put together my list of like 30 people that I wanted to know. And he was
That's absurd.
You tell me who they are, I'll tell you who every single one of them is.
I respect the commitment to the bit, but geez.
And I was like, you know, I'm going to write a story about this, right? Like, that's the whole point of this. And he goes, oh, that's fine.
Just trying to popularize your program there. I can barely speak today, but you know, I'm trying to help you. Let me do my job and it helps get your word out there.
They did very well. So, I mean, I guess he was like, that's fine. Huh. My system is working.
Okay.
This is the same coach. If you ever hear Corey make reference to it, he told me once because they won a game by like 2 points. I go, hey, is there anything like that can be gleaned from like a comeback win like this? And he goes, there's nothing that we could learn from this game that I couldn't have learned and taught this team if we would have won 55-0. I was like,
High school coaches are psychos, and I love it.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, which NFL teams are most protestable? Plus, NFL history. Next on The Fan.
Williams slings it. Williams, Loveland, bangs off his man. He's going to score.
Home.
Colston Loveland in a jaw-dropper. 58 yards on the catch and run from the rookie.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to Gridiron Gravy in just 1 second. But first, we go to Corey Majors for
Kevin,
something.
I think this goes along with Gridiron Gravy.
Okay.
Browns have announced Kevin Stefanski is turning play calling duties over to Tommy Rees.
So he's no, but why?
Because they're not doing
all
well.
Those things. Yeah. Gotcha. Right now, we will go around the entire NFL powered by Men's Tea Clinic and dip into some gridiron gravy.
I love you, Men's Tea.
Hey, go to Tolbert Garage Door. Find Colby and just say, I love you, Jesus. I think he will get a kick out of that.
I don't know why it's so funny.
Now, the Cowboys opponent tonight, the Arizona Cardinals. Let's go to Marvin Harrison Sr., who has thoughts about the Cardinals and their offense.
You're not supposed to say his name.
Oh, that's true. It's very hard for me to watch the Cardinals offense, and you can quote me on that. The style of offense that I'm accustomed to, that I'm used to watching as a professional, as a wide receiver, I just can't relate to watching that current offense, that style of offense. Basically, I can't relate to what goes on there.
Dude,
in
he
your
played,
face, Arizona.
He played in potentially the most prolific offense of their era. And they were amazing. Like all of them were. Even Edge was great. Not the wrestler. I know you guys, like, that's your first thought.
Oh,
Edgerrin James. Like, it was a prolific offense. I can understand watching this offense and his own son. It's like, what's even happening out here right now? They can't even put up 21 points.
Now, let's add another part of the quote, which is truly spectacular. Quote, I don't get into what goes on the field and the things that I see. I just leave it alone. I don't even bother bringing it up anymore. It takes a lot of self-restraint and duct tape. I got to close my mouth and just don't say nothing. Now, this is a quote.
You ever duct taped your mouth shut?
Yes. From Marvin Harrison Sr. about how he doesn't say anything.
But he just said it. He didn't say all the things he wanted to, I think is what he's saying. He's like, there's a lot more that I want to say.
Yeah.
But mostly it just doesn't make sense to me.
And you can decide if this is a shot at whoever. Marvin Harrison Sr. is talking about how awesome Peyton Manning was. And he goes, what I do know is you can put Marvin Harrison Sr. in my prime in Arizona right now. And guess what happened? Canton, Ohio is going to send me a prepaid envelope and says, could you send that jacket back?
Really? Yeah. That's hilarious.
So there's that.
Every dad wants their kid to be better than them, right? Is that like, you think that you agree with that?
Actually, no. I think most dads, I definitely think there's some dads that are like, the hell you are like, going
to
be better
than me. I want my kids, I want both my boys to grow up to be awesome.
Yes.
And I tell them that.
Because you're not crappy.
You're not better, but I want you to be. And that's why I want you to work so much harder.
There you go. All right, let's go from that to which teams in the NFL are most protestable. Now, we said we were going to do this segment.
Like, what kind of protest?
Well, I'll give you an example. The Giants, of course, had a banner flying over their game against the 49ers, which they made sure to win, to lose, just to hammer home the message. Mr. Mara, enough is enough. Clean house. This is not the first flyover banner you've seen at a Giants game. Probably won't be the last. I saw somebody text in and say, surely the Cleveland Browns have to be the number one seed. I could see how for some folks, they believe it would be the Dallas Cowboys. That definitely makes sense to me. Who are your other most protestable teams in the NFL?
I mean, it was the Panthers for a while.
That's true.
Like it literally.
Dave Canales knows what's up.
Yeah.
Would it be the Jets? The Jets feel like.
Jets.
And the Dolphins.
Now, there was a couple, the last couple of years, yeah. the Dolphins, okay. you were like, dude, okay. that offense is flying. If you were going to protest anything, it was whether or not Tua should be back out on the field.
Right.
Not because of terrible play, just because of his health.
Okay.
And terrible play.
What about the Raiders?
Yes. The Raiders, that game, dude, like everybody looked stunned as that game ended yesterday. And you're like, how are you stunned about this? That, how many years have we been in this place with the Raiders, though?
A lot.
It feels like you're constantly going, okay, is this the time for the Raiders? But then something happens within the organization. It's almost like there is an organizational downfall somewhere, a pitfall somewhere in there. And I can't quite put my finger on the leadership of Mark Davis, but it's somewhere there. That's where it is, though.
Now, while we get more answers,
the Bengals defense.
See, the Bengals defense is just the worst. Poor Joe Flacco. He did what he could. I want to take you to cut number 12. We have NFL history, ladies and gentlemen. Cam Little lining up from 68 yards to make the all-time longest field goal.
68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's good. It's good from 68.
Little disappointed in that call. I feel like field goal kickers don't get enough love. Wish there was more enthusiasm throughout the call, before the call, after the call.
Now, I think, do we know now that this is why Shoddy didn't put Aubrey out there already for something like this? He's like, somebody else is going to break it. That little kid has a big leg.
Not if we would have kicked it from 71 yards, like we said.
And so you're right. But then would they have said, you know what? We're going to get little one. We're going to get 71 for this guy.
I'm not.
It's disgusting
what you're doing. Let's go for. I know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're doing.
Let's go from that to the Eagles traded for Jalen Phillips. Now, I don't know if it's true that the Dolphins have let everybody know that literally any player on their roster could be had for trade right now. But they did trade Jalen Phillips. The Dolphins get a third round pick next year in the NFL draft. So smart for them to just stockpile assets because that team sucks.
I'm betting they could probably get a couple other picks from the Cowboys. They got a couple players I really would like to add to this team right now. And Kevin, that situation, if they did that, that would be very much like Brendan Haywood and Caron Butler to the Mavs. Hold on, we were aware and now we're here. And this, like, we have a chance to really change some things here and go do something.
Would you give the Dolphins a first round pick if they said you can pick whichever three players you want?
Yes.
Ooh. I don't think the NFL usually does trades like that. If it was like it.
Because I'm also probably going to swing in and say, hey, let me get this Jalen Waddle kid off your hands. Or is Ollie Gordon out for a while? Yeah. But no, like I want Bradley Chubb and I want Minka for one. And I'll give you Mozzie. I'll tell you what, I'll give you Mozzie also.
Okay, now it's going to cost you
crap.
You want us to take Mozzie off your hand. All right, let's talk about the incredible, both good and terrible, Sunday night football game. Sam Darnold in the first half of that game was spectacular. Don't think you could be any better. 16 of 16 for four touchdowns in the first half alone.
Anything him and Jack and Jackson Smith and Jigba wanted.
It was unbelievable. And they beat the crap out of the Commanders. And it just gets worse for the Commanders. So if you missed it, Jaden Daniels, when they're losing by 31 points with about 8 minutes to go, and if you're like, they were driving, that's great. And they had to score a touchdown to be down 24 points with about 7 minutes to go. He dislocated his elbow, looked horrible. They brought the cart out there, and he said, I could walk off. He's getting an MRI today, but he's going to miss several games, and I still don't think it would be shocking if he missed the rest of the year. But let's add on to that. Luke McCaffrey broke his collarbone in that loss. And
that was early, right, in the game? Yeah.
And Marshawn Lattimore is feared to have torn his ACL. So not only did you get absolutely decimated on the field, injuries galore. It was brutal yesterday for the Commanders. I can't imagine how that could have gone much worse.
And the thing about the Lattimore play, that he injured his ACL, you said?
Yes.
That on that play, he made a play. Like, he made a play, and then all of a sudden, he's limping off the... Guys, I got to go. I'm done. I know it. It's gone.
And we played the Loveland highlights. Man, that Bears and Bengals game was bananas. So the Bears were up comfortably. They give up 15 points in about 2 minutes. Now they're down by one. Fire back. They score a touchdown of their own to take what had been a 14-point collapse back into victory. And the Bengals right now are on pace to give up the most points in a season in NFL history.
Wow. And we thought the Cowboys were going to do that this year.
Yeah, I did. And then the craziness of the play is the Bengals made a challenge when DJ Moore was knocked out of bounds at the 1 yard line. It looked like he might have fumbled at the end of the play. So the Bengals challenged the play, and the result of the challenge was a Bears touchdown. So while he was out at the one, they challenged, hoping they could maybe get the ball. Then instead, the officials were like, you know what? He also scored.
Dang it.
So not only did you lose the challenge, you like extra lost. Yeah,
that's double loss.
The challenge. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Cowboys game day, and it's almost noon, which means Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.